remarks of the President at his annual budget seminar, 8 January 1953.
Press on the budget itself, and as far as it's possible, we'll try and answer the questions that you have. I have plenty of experts here this morning, and I hope that we can give you a clear answer to the things you want to know. Are we ready to proceed?
Mr. President, in this budget, do you assume that the excess profits tax and the 1950 individual income tax increase will be allowed to expire?
Yes.
That's about $2 billion, isn't it?
Well, if I can give you the exact figures, where are those?
About $2 billion.
Then it's considered that the law will be carried through.
Yes. On page A5,
Page 85, 1085.
A.
The chart.
A. Oh, charts.
Table number one.
Well, let's go ahead and ask your question.
Well, under the 1954 estimates, proposed for later transmission, there's $2 billion for international security and foreign relations. That's the mutual security and national defense.
That's right.
Now, what is that $2 billion?
Expenditures under 7-6.
That's expenditures under the 7-6, the law.
Mutual aid law.
That does not mean that you're going to make any recommendations.
The total recommendation will be made here at $7,861,000,000. It includes that. And then the thing that you're talking about has to be justified, and the Congress has to make the authorization.
Well, who's going to transmit what
administration?
The next administration.
They are going to do it. You're not going to do it.
No, of course not.
Well, then there's one other question. Just as a matter of history, so I won't have to think about it.
All right.
I look back at the other budget, and haven't you always overestimated expenditures and underestimated receipts?
No, it's just the other way around.
No, last year you did.
Did I?
You estimated expenditures of $85 billion, and this year you say it's going to be
$78 billion this time.
For fiscal 53.
Yes.
Maybe I can answer. You asked the 11 estimates that's been made.
That's where the difference is.
Since I've been in the Treasury.
I see.
Half of them have been overestimated and half been underestimated.
But here's what brings that about, Pete. It's increases or decreases made by the Congress in the budget. It has to do with the expenditures. And the estimates of receipts depend entirely on how well the people pay the taxes and how promptly.
Well, it also depends, and that brings up the other question. What is the national personal income you're figuring this on?
On 275.
275. What is it now?
On the last one was 268. We used the last estimate on 268. This year, these figures are on 275 billion.
What is the current?
291.
291. Mr. President, just by matter of clarification, your revenue estimate for the 1954 fiscal year is 68,665. I understand that the taxes that are expired in that fiscal year will continue. The revenue will be 70,665, according to your...
That's correct.
Mr. President, according to Mr. Dodd, the new incoming budget director, the new administration is pledged to a balanced budget. So I said to you, not before 1965. Nevertheless, your assumption that excess profits taxes and some of the excise taxes would be dropped, how do you think they will
balance the budget.
That's not my problem. The promise has been made to balance the budget and cut taxes. Now, it's always been customary, you know, if a fellow wants to be elected to Congress, to vote against every tax bill and vote for every appropriation bill. Now, I'm honestly hopeful that the condition can come about that will cause the balancing of the budget. But it's a program and a policy that will have to be pursued by the next administration. I know what I'd do if I were going to do it, but I'm not going to tell you.
Mr. President, going back to this, putting on the basis $275 billion national income, whereas it's $291 billion now, are you figuring on a slight recession?
No, we're being conservative, as we always are.